Blog Talk Radio.
Check one.
Thank you, Lord, for doing that.
Oh, my God, I'm going to let you know yourself. Now, why you need me to take no more with how I don't be taking calls. Don't get me wrong, I guess it's funny how back then I was a savage. I seen a bad one, then I had to have it. I've got it bad, y'all. I'd rather lay up in my shirt and talk and laugh, y'all. I'd rather make me look to her than watch her doze off. Back then I was a kid, now I'm a grown man.
To talk as well and want to share their thoughts. If you got comments, type them on Facebook
put them in the comment section. If you're on Instagram, put them in the comment. We want to know how you feel. We want you to use this vessel to get your word out. Use this vessel to help us get the word out. Also, if you want to check us out on the web, link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. We are the voice of the Shrimp Wave production. That's what it's all about. It's talk radio. We're so glad. We feel like we're number one on the Internet. We are one of the first to come and blast over 18 countries. We're so glad to have that opportunity. The network, the ways and the network is out there. We feel good about having the opportunity to bring this format to you. If you want to email the show, you have that opportunity, you can. WBSW, internettalkradio@gmail.com. If you feel comfortable tweeting the show, you can do that. At WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at the Smith Wave Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, and you can go to Instagram. We're partners with a fraternity, which is Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and we work through their page, and we will use Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, Alabama, a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. We work through that, so if you're joining us on Instagram, if you want to, just go to Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, number 20. You'll have a ball. We look to have a ball. So look forward to having you here because this is 2021. We're so glad to have an opportunity to be before you right now and share some things with you. If you also want to check us out on our other panels on Instagram, you have at Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15, at the Smith Wave Production, as well as at Dr. Lorenza Smith with the number one, and at Dr. Logan. You have an awesome opportunity to be a part of. As I said, we're being broadcast on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDAlbertoSmith. Check us out. That's the place you can check out WESW, Internet Talk Radio. And we're so glad to have an opportunity to just branch out, opportunity to bring this vision that God gave me many years ago in 2017. We'll say now 4 years ago, he wanted me to do something, and I just asked him, guide me, teach me, show me, allow your grace and mercy to be upon me. And here we are with 368 episodes broadcast through Blog Talk Radio, and now WESW, Internet Talk Radio, in 18 countries, including the United States, Canada, as well as Mexico. We have an awesome show planned for you. Before we move to our show and our time, I'd like to share that before we move forward. Again, I'm Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of the show. Hopefully we'll have some of our co-hosts that want to chime in and jump in and share their thoughts, call in and be a part of this. And so we're so glad to have you as well. If you want to take your opportunity through whatever media you're using, social media, which is Instagram, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, send us some comments. Let us know what's going on. Grown men, which are kings, overgrown boys who are grown males, our queens are asking, where is my king? And we're going to have an awesome show as I begin to share some things about that. But before we do, we always do a Black History Moment, and it's in regards that I feel that we have to continue to share some things through my fraternity and some of the awesome members of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity who have made great impact in this country, in this world, and in the area of our court system. We were talking about a few judges that's making impact. This young man I know personally out of the state of Illinois. This is Judge Carl Walker. He's a member, and he actually came through Epsilon Xi chapter out of University of Illinois, Urbana Champaign. He's the first judicial sub-circuit court of Cook County, Illinois. If you know, that's Chicago. He's standing tall, making a difference in our world, in our community, in our fraternity. A shout out for Brother Judge Carl Walker. So proud. Keep doing what you're doing, Brother Walker. Make a difference in the state of Illinois. Let's move forward with our agenda. We do want to make sure you give a call. Now, if you just want to call and listen to the show because you can't sit down and watch it, and you want to put your earplugs in or whatever you may have that you use with the modernization of technology, you can just call that number I just mentioned earlier, which I'll do it again, is 347-857-4192. And all you have to do is listen to the show. You don't have to press one. That's only if you got some thoughts you want to share with us. Let's get started with, we're talking about grown men, a king, or overgrown boys, which are grown males. See, we're going to talk about the grown zone. Some of us ain't ready for the grown zone. Just because you have the age, just because you may have the tools, it doesn't mean you're ready to be grown. See, one of the things we got to understand is we have to understand what are the characteristics or traits of a king. Ask yourself, what did you think your king should have as a characteristic or trait? I'm going to share some things with you because for this person to be a king or a grown man, the characteristic that makes him full, we'll say with his fullness, he has to be centered. You don't need this individual who's not centered. You don't want nobody that's all over the place. So he has to be centered. Understand where he's going. He has to be able to manipulate and place everything of all the aspects that we deal with, which we want to focus on our mental, emotional, our spiritual, our physical, and our financial aspects of life, that he has to be centered enough to be able to put all those in the right perspective. He's decisive. A king or a grown man is decisive. You know, write it down. And then you evaluate your king and see if that individual is decisive. He's going to make decisions. That's what a king do. And accept the responsibility. He's not afraid of a grown man. He's not afraid of if I didn't make the right choice, I'm going to stand up and say I did, then I'm going to come up with a solution to make it better. That's a grown man, and that's the king. He lives with integrity. When we're talking about characteristics of a healthy relationship, integrity definitely includes honesty and trust. That's what you got to do. Think about it. Think about it. Is he honest? Is he trustworthy? You can't be afraid to talk about things like that. And these are things you can talk about in the beginning. Have your list. Go down your list with that prospective person that's going to be supposed to be a grown man or a king. Go down that list. Ask him, tell me where you are. What are your characteristics? What are your traits? He protects his real. See, we call it realness. He protects it. See, some of the things in life is can always be adjusted. Some of the things can be fictional or non-fictional. You have to have a grown man to determine what direction he's going to go with whatever's going on, whether he's going to be a fictional or he's going to be non-fictional. Is he going to be real or authentic? Are he going to send his representative? Ask yourself, is your grown man, your husband, your significant other, your life partner, are they real or are they authentic? He's clear and concise about his intention. He's going to come and tell you, hey, you know, I'm looking for somebody that I could spend the rest of my life with. I'm looking for somebody that all I'm going to do is just have a party with. See, a grown man will come before you and let you know. He's going to be clear. He's going to be concise about exactly what he wants from you. And if you're not capable of getting it, you got a choice to step out early. See, one of the things we talk about on our Love Cafe, which is on Thursday night at 6 o'clock, We talk about people coming to you being authentic, coming to you, tell you exactly what they're there for, what are their expectations. See, if I think a grown man is one that's able to come to you and tell you he's there for nothing but sex. That's a grown man. See, a boy will play around. Think about your overgrown boys and your relationship. Clear and concise about his intentions. He wants to be fair at all times. See, I have a thing, and everybody pretty much know me. I spent 30-some-plus years in education as from teacher all the way up to central office staff, leadership role, principal, system principal, ministry, all of those things I had a chance to do. But one of the things I had, three L's that I focused on while I was in leadership role or just being a grown man. The three L's are, I'm fair. I am fair. I'm going to be fair with you. And I want you to be fair with me. And I'm firm. I'm going to be firm. The decision I make is going to come from the firmness, not just from the playfulness. And the last one is funny. See, I think that last one is funny. It's not that you got to be a comedian, but you got to show that you have some inside of you that allow you to smile and be happy. When you say come tell a joke, but let those individuals know, your staff know that I'm able to be playful sometimes, but I'm respectful. A king prays your accomplishment. So ladies, realize if he's not praising your accomplishment, that means he feels threatened by your success. There's a song that I was listening to recently. It was talking about the reason you can't grow and prosper because you have somebody in your life that's truly in your space holding you up from being prosperous. You want to go back to school. Ladies, you want to go back to school. But he's telling you why you need to go back to school. Because you set goals for yourself that you want to better yourself. He don't want you to do that. So you're looking for somebody to pay the cost to get you out of there. But a real man will praise you for accomplishing the things you are. He's not threatened by your success. He provides honor. See, a real man provides honor. See, he don't like chaos. See, a boy like chaos because he's still doing boyish things. But a real man have honor. He has it in order. And you know what? He's going to keep it in order. If it go off track, he's going to be able to bring it back. Because it's all about dealing with order, and in order, you have to have a plan of action. See, a real man got a plan of action. When you're dating him, he got a plan of action. The next thing, he appreciates you. How many ladies you can raise your hand, you know, falls up, falls down, that you can be around some guy, he say he's your king, he want to be your king, but he really don't appreciate you. See, you can be with him 7, 8, 9, 10 years. He don't appreciate you enough to do something for you. See, that ain't a grown man. That ain't a king. That's an overgrown boy. And he's going to search and search. See, one of the things that can put the overgrown boys and the grown males in a category. That category when we say we got a king or we got a joker. Sometimes it's a king or a fool. Joker brings uncertainty. The joker take you on a journey that you're never going to be comfortable. He's going to begin and he's going to end up, and you still always going to be on that journey. The next thing, see, a king creates and inspires creativity in others. See, he already had it in him, but he wants you to be empowered so you
truly, truly can be able to be creative.
He inspires that. I'm looking at one of our watches right now. I see her name. She has a organization named Inspired to Inspire. And that organization is there to inspire you with their support because, see, they work together to inspire individuals because they're already inspired. They're making a difference. So we're talking about somebody that's going to inspire the creativity in you. If he's not capable of doing that, then you need to make your move. You give him the gift of goodbye, but he ain't your king. He blesses the lives of others. If you're with somebody and you don't feel like they're able to bless you, see, if he ain't living in the order of doing these things, if he ain't no king, and if he ain't a grown man, he can't pray with you. Be careful who you let pray. Be careful who you let. He can't bless you. He can't bless your life because he can't bless himself. Be very careful about that. See, this the king and a grown man leaves a legacy. Not a bunch of children to say, that's my legacy. He leaves children who are going to be grown men, concise, because they see a role model, they see a king, and they see themselves as a king, so the bottom line is, that's a legacy. As a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, I have sons. And my oldest son decided to take his ability, his ultimate achieve his degree, but while in college, he decided to join an organization. I was confused at one time, because I just didn't know which way, but I knew what I had done, I had did in my life as a role model. So when he eventually crossed into a woman basically, he called me, and I was still concerned, and not concerned, but just wanted to know, man, is this boy going to do this? And he's going to tell me, and I just simply asked him, son, no, you asked me about pledging, you asked me about intake, you asked me all about that, and simply, son, what organization you going into? He said, what other organization I go? I'm the organization I go in is Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. That's my legacy. That's my legacy. Because he saw the model well done. He saw the model put on. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. I'm just saying, if you're a grown man or a king and not leaving a legacy is not a bunch of children left out there in 10 different houses. That's not a legacy. A legacy is that you did something as a model that they'll be able to carry it on. Now let's talk about an overgrown boy. Some of the things that an overgrown boy do. Before we move to an overgrown boy, we want you to be a part of this conversation. While you're on Facebook, please type in your comments. Please type in your comments. On Instagram, put them in there. Call me and chat with me at 347-857-4192. And I'll make sure I get you on the line because I'm going to press the number one to make you live so you can be here chatting with Dr. Larissa B. Smith. I'm excited about this topic. This is not the first day. We have had a series. This is series 7. Started off, how do you prepare a boy for a successful, healthy relationship when he becomes a man? And that's what we're talking about. Preparing him so he can be a king. Preparing him to be a grown man. We don't want him still to be a boy. So let's talk about some of the things that those boys are still doing. See if this fits the young man, the person you're in a life partnership, a marriage,
a significant other,
it tells you that he's not but a boy. See, grown males and overgrown boys leaves us questioning the relationship. Overgrown boys make excuses. See, a grown man takes responsibility for their actions. That's what grown men do. An overgrown boy wants to win the argument. Tell me how many times you get in a relationship with this person you say was your king, and always that person want to win the argument. Because, see, he liked playing games. See, a grown man don't spend time playing games. See, a grown man said, if I didn't do right, I'm going to take responsibility for what I didn't do right, and I'm going to correct his behavior. A grown male, going to make excuses. They're not ready to take the responsibility. I cheated because you ain't show me no affection. I went out and got a baby because you didn't want to have a baby. I did this because you did. That's blaming somebody else for their action and making excuses. That's what an overgrown boy did. An overgrown boy will do the argument of playing the game. So you got to remember, see, an overgrown boy can score. So you know you're in an uncertain relationship or on an uncertain journey in this relationship, because that boy will always keep score. He's going to say, I want up you. That ain't a man. That ain't a grown man. That's a boy. He's definitely not a king. He's a joker. Come on, let's move on with this. We're talking about grown boys make you feel you need to depreciate your success to avoid, listen to what I'm saying, to avoid humiliation. I'm going to read that one again because it's so important that you hear this. It said, overgrown boys make you feel like you need to depreciate your success to avoid humiliation. And I've seen this happen not only with grown folks, it's going on with children. As an educator, I have seen students who may be all A students, AB students, or ABC students, afraid to succeed and function at the high level because the ones that are not capable of doing it or don't want to do it picks on them, bully them. See, that's what a boy do. See, that's the action of a boy in school and a boy out here in the world dressed up like a man. He's a chameleon. You ought to be afraid of him because he's going to depreciate your success. I see Minister Denise Stephanie join us. Thank you so much. From out on the Pacific Coast, she's coming out of California, Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry. We have to make sure we understand who's in our corner. One of the things we talk about on our Love Cafe is we talk about our menu. But before we go into our menu, we talk about the acronym of love. And at the end of L-O-V is E. And that E is a man or a king, a grown man, a king, he encourages you. He don't want to depreciate what you're doing. He makes sure he lifts you up. He's so proud of you. When he does that, he empowers you. If you want a man that's not empowering you, it's time to go. Because he's an overgrown boy. Grown male pretending to be a man. An overgrown boy allows you to go to bed angry.
See, he wants you to be angry. So when he get up in the morning or leave out at night, come on now, leave out at night, he mad. He may be mad. I need to get away. I need to go to the store. 2 o'clock in the morning. That's an overgrown boy. See, that's a boy. That's not a grown man. And he's sure not a king. See, he don't mind you going to bed. He might be there. But in the morning, he going to carry on with that anger. So his excuse to walk out the door and don't have to say nothing to you. See, that's a boy. So a grown man wants to talk it over. An overgrown boy calls a scene. See, he likes causing scenes because he wants to be the center of attention. See, he wants to humiliate you. He wants to depreciate your value. See, the second thing, the third alphabet in there, love is V, is value. How do he value you? Do he depreciate your value so he can look better than everybody else? That's a scary moment. I'm going to push forward because I got some other things I want to share with you. See, an overgrown boy think they know everything. Come on, ladies. Come on, queens. Tell me you ain't been around that one thing. They know everything. You've been around that one. Anytime you say they jump in, cut you off. See, first of all, a relationship that's healthy with love, the L in the acronym in the Love Cafe is listening. See, a man, a grown man, a king, listen. See, a king will listen to you. They don't interrupt you. They don't shout and holler and scream at you when you give your opinion. See, that's what a grown man do and a king. See, an overgrown boy is always interested in physical beauty. See, I always say, and we talk about on the Love Cafe, we say that love is an internal thing. We was talking about forgiveness and reconciling with people. See, forgiveness is internal. Reconciliation is outward, external. So when we say that he's only interested in physical beauty, whereas a grown man looks at this person as beauty from inside out. See, a boy look at outside in. So we're in a time now, and I'm going to share this, and ladies, you can add in and share your comments about it, that we have what we call this glamour beauty. It is, we can make it up and make that outer appearance look beautiful. See, when you're dealing with a boy, that excites him. But a grown man, yes, it's exciting to him, but he's searching for what's coming from inside. I always tell people the most beautiful woman in the room, when you walk in the room, she's as beautiful, you ain't seen anything about her until you get up and talk with her when she opened her mouth. See, that's from internal. she's speaking from internal, and you be like, what the world? See, a grown man recognize beauty from inside out. A boy focus on your out of here. See, an overgrown boy cares too much about his friends and what his family thinks of you. That's what an overgrown boy. See, an overgrown boy or a grown male just worry about what everybody else say. He's not comfortable with himself. So he cannot look at you and feel comfortable with you. What he would like to do is he want to hear what his friends say. He want to hear what his family say. And if his family says something negative, he listen to them. You know, there's a song that Anthony Hamilton have, and I call his name, and he has a song about Take You Home. See, I want to take that person that I see that inner beauty, that person that's that's who I am focusing on, who's my queen. When she go home, my mom of the matriarch of the family would be able to look at and look in her eyes and look to her soul. They'll see it because they're looking at their inner self. All right, we're going to move forth and kind of speed this up. See, a grown man don't care as long as you are happy together. He ain't worried about no physical beauty. He focuses on you being happy. That's what a grown man do, not a boy. Come on now, we're moving to a point that we're going to just swiftly go through. See, an overgrown boy wants 100 girls to please them. An overgrown boy and a grown male want 100 girls to please them. Now, I didn't say 100 women, 100 girls. See, an overgrown boy wants girls. A grown man or teen want a woman. He want to please that woman. See, we got to take time and look at it. See, a grown man wants one woman he can make happy. A teen wants one woman that he can make happy. See, an overgrown boy avoids difficult subjects. See, conversation is important. It's communication. In a relationship, if you don't have conversation, you don't have much of a relationship. See, a grown man have the courage to have uncomfortable conversation. I'm telling you, you'll know the difference between whether you're a keen grown man versus an overgrown boy, grown male, sometime a joker. Come on. See, an overgrown boy are impulsive. Impulsive. He'll jump off. He'll go off. He'll get mad and scream. I'm hearing a situation in my head. Someone shared to me when the person was trying to get them to respond to what they want them and respond that way they wanted to. The first thing they did when the person didn't respond the way, if the queen didn't respond, they go into a rage. You ought to know this. See, when they show that, they're trying to humiliate you. They're trying to control you. They disrespecting you. See, a grown man or a king is rational. See, an overgrown boy act and speak before they think. That's what overgrown boy do. He gonna act. He runs his mouth and never think. I have a thing I call a 7-second rule. If you're talking to me, I'm gonna listen to you, and for 7 seconds, I'm gonna pause and I'm gonna listen before I respond. I don't care how angry you're coming with me, but I'm going to take seven seconds to be rational. Be prepared to be rational. That's a grown man. That ain't no boy. See, again, since he speaks and acts in a negative way, I'm talking about overgrown boy. See, a grown man takes time, like I said, takes 7 seconds, take a breath. Then in that process, I'm evaluating what you're saying. See, your grown men and kings can play chess. Your overgrown boys and grown males play checkers. Come on now. You don't have to think playing checkers. But in chess, you take time to make 3 moves in advance. But it has to be done by thinking. See, we have to always remember a grown man, he's going to take a breath. He's going to evaluate first on what is going on before doing anything irrational. See, that's what a grown man do. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and make sure you get your comments and share your thoughts. I have several people on Facebook. I hadn't waved at you yet, but I'm going to wave at you in a minute because I want you to know I see you there. Thank you so much. We have
Again, this is M. Dillon, 1874. We also have Paula.King at 14855. We also have Call Me Court 09. Thank you for joining us. Angela Coleman, thank you so much. I see that M. Dillon is, looks like a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, as well as Angela.Cole. And I've seen Paula King name over there as well. So thank each and every one of y'all slowly joining us, and it's all good. We have to pay some bills right here. Our sponsorship is in regards to the financial solution of the Smith Way Enterprise. See, we're beginning to open up. Our restrictions are beginning to be removed. So if you want to advertise and get your word out, you have a great opportunity to do it through WBSW Internet Talk Radio. The office number to call in and talk to the representative to handle the marketing part is 334-467-7261. That's 334-467-7261. Give the Smith Way Enterprise a call and talk with their financial solution division. They can help you set up your PPP. They can help you budget. They can help you with your credit report. All these opportunities. So take that opportunity to contact the financial solution of the Smith Way Enterprise. Let's move forward to a very exciting point about what is a king, grown man in a relationship. Here's a few points in being a grown man or a king. See, I'm going to say I think a particular person that dealt with this and kind of put, give them credit for kind of putting this, because they found out the person they was investing their life in was nothing but a grown boy, and that grown boy needed to hear something from them. So when I started, I said, this is awesome, because every woman and every man needs to be able to sit down and write down some points when the relationship is not even killed. See, a king or a grown man in your relationship handles his financial business. See, he don't allow his finance to get out of control. He don't allow himself to be put out of his place. We have a call on here, and I see they're calling, and they look to be calling from a computer site. Thank you so much, technology. And I want you to jump in right now with the last four digits of 1111. You are now live on Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood.
How you doing?
Fine. How about you?
Not bad. I came here because of the title of the show. About
yes, sir.
You know, looking for the queens. One thing I've always liked about the relationships between black men and black women is that black men don't take any crap from their women. And I was wondering about the title, because it seemed like not that black men are taking crap now or anything, but I would think that the question should be the reverse. It shouldn't be, where are our kings? It should be, where are, you know, the queens? Because men, black men, white men, Asian men, we do all the work. We do all the protecting. We do all the providing. We go to war. We go to work. We provide most of the finances in the household. My personal attitude is, what have you got to offer me? I know what I can offer. What do you think?
I tell you, I really appreciate you. You're calling in. I didn't get a name. I didn't get a location.
My name's Joe.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think you said Joe. Thank you so much, Joe, for joining us.
Sure.
And I feel that we had a show previously on the queens, asking where the kings was. The show was to kind of identify things that
will help our queens be able to move forward to have a grown man instead of an overgrown boy.
Right.
So we're
going
to continue to focus on that. So we really, truly, truly thank you, and we want you to continue to listen to the show. We're going to move forward with a couple other things, and hopefully these 7 points is not directed straight at our king. They are directed at the queens, too, because they, when they hear it, because these 7 points came from a queen saying the challenge that she had. So thank you so much. But continue to listen. I'm going to put you, I'm going to mute you right now. We're going to move forward with an opportunity to talk about this. Thank you so much, Joe, for joining us. Now, as I was saying that, see, a king, a grown man, handling his financial business. See, a grown man has his own place. That means that you are able to pay your own rent, lease, or mortgage. You're not comfortable living in your parents' house unless you are a caregiver. You may be in failed home hard times in the pandemic, and I understand that. But that ain't the time when you need to be out searching a whole lot for somebody until you can get yourself in order. So we're saying you have your own place. I'm telling you, this comes from a queen who's dealing with an overgrown boy. So let me continue to share what she shared with us. He has long and short-term plan for always standing on his own. So you got to have a plan of action. See, a grown man have a plan of action. Joe was just saying that we need to, you know, be able to share our thoughts, but we have to need to see the queen. So the queen's telling me that, but they're also listening to it as well. See, it works both ways. He does not focus on materialistic things. See, the shiny toy like a car, and it might not be a brand new car. It might be a car, you had a car, but you wanted to get this particular car that might be 6, 7, 8 years old. It's nothing wrong with it, but your focus, if you love just having the materialistic thing. You out there want to buy me a, and not me, I'm talking about the young lady, saying you want to buy Louis Vuitton purse. You can't buy, but maybe one Louis Vuitton purse. But you can. Let me truly say, you can do all the little things. You can send her flowers, take her flowers. You can text her. You can call her. See, that's what a grown man will do. See, a boy will focus on materialistic things. Not a grown man. He'll buy a car. And if he's able, and he's in that permanent relationship, he'll buy you a car. Because he will never let, you see, a grown man never let his significant other, if you ain't that point, you're just dating with you, the spouse, life partner, ride around and something gonna break down. Not a grown man. It ain't about the new car for him. It's all about you being taken care of. See, that's one of the things that we have to keep in mind. See, a grown man in a relationship, he prioritizes the small things. See, we have to get out of this thing that, oh, she got to do for me. See, that ain't the attitude of a grown man. That's the attitude of an overgrown boy, a grown male. And when they say they like to have these things, you need to do it. You got to fit in the grown zone. Call in number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Thank you, Joe, for being a part of it. And we'll give you the same opportunity. You can get a chance to chat with me and share your thoughts. The next thing is, see, you're a queen. See, grown men, a grown man, a king, excuse me, queen never has to indirectly suggest things to see if you're going to take care of things for her. She don't have to never tell you, you never gave me a dime to get my nail done. You never done anything for me but come by, get buy me dinner, and look to get the sex. If that's the only thing you looking for, sir, you know what's going to happen with that situation? One day she's going to wake up
She gonna say, I don't have no future with this boy. So I got to find me a grown man. So I'm telling each and every one of you, male or female, you don't need to have to throw suggestions to your mate to buy you something. You notice, yeah, I'm talking about grown men, but the same thing, the grown men and kings applies to queens and grown women. See that, we got to understand, you can do this. You don't have to do that. You don't have to have somebody to nudge you to go do the things you need to do to make your relationship better. You're all in making happiness occur. So we have to keep that in mind, and we don't get caught up thinking that we truly have to be told. See, these seven points came from a young lady who had to type them up and send them to who she thought was a king, a grown man. Instead, he was an overgrown boy and a grown man. The car was his shiny new toy. The other technology was his shiny new toy. Young ladies, be very careful. When you get these grown boys, there's nothing wrong with them playing video games. But if they stand home all day, won't find a job and make video games their life, I'm not saying people can't make money off it. Don't get me wrong, people. I'm just saying that's a toy to him. See, you're not important. He going to play on that game so long, so when you come home after working 8 to 10 hours, and he's going to be still playing that game. See, that's a boy, a joker. Come on now. Don't be afraid to tell him he's a joker. And the next one, which is the last one. See, a grown man know what love is and what love does. See, he knows how to love his queen. See, she dedicated to you. There are several guys trying to talk with her, but she's so grown. She in the grown zone, she can tell them, I have a man. She thought she had a grown man, she just had a man. She would tell them, I got a man, but she couldn't say she had a grown man. Ask yourself, do you have a grown man? Do you have a king? Or do you have a joker? We're going to talk about that question. Do you have a king? A joker. Quickly, we're going to look at the status of a king. The king is a man who has very high level of mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic aspects. See, when he walks in the room, the king, when he walks in the room, he commands the people attention. Not only you, but everybody else in the room. When you walk in the room with him, everybody look at you all. See, talk about a power couple. I heard many people say, I'm going to get with somebody so I can be a power couple. Then you ask them, what are you looking for in a power couple? You know what they're looking for? If he got a job, I got a job, now we can buy more things. We can move out of that area. We can have this. We can do this. Not thinking that because of his inner self, because he's already been identified all the characteristics of a king, a grown man, you got the characteristics of a queen, a grown woman. When you walk in the room, everybody pay attention to you. And you don't have to say much. And then when he speaks, he speaks with wisdom. He acts from a state of strength and balance. That's from within. See, you have to really, truly, truly find out if he's a grown man or a king, a grown man king, or whether he's an overgrown boy, truly, truly, a joker. The king also have a balance of strength. He acts on a balance of strength. He acts on this state of mind that I have strength. I have bounds. I understand who I am and whose I am. See, that's the part that get most of us. That part is whom I am. See, I said something in the first statement about a very high level. That's when a grown man has, he's mentally functioning at a high level. He can decipher. He's clear. He's concise. He's emotional to the point that he cares about what his queen is empowered with. He wants to make her happy. See, spiritual, you see that part jumps right in there. He's balanced enough that he knows his strength comes from above. See, he's able to balance his life to make you happy. That's what a man or a king do. See, he operates with respect. He's able to respect you. He ain't gonna never hurt or humiliate you. He's listening to you because he has wisdom to understand that listening is important to loving you. And then on top of that, he wants to be with you. See, too many times people don't understand that the person you're with really don't want to be with you. You have a mentality, not everybody, but a lot of queens who's just grown girls have a mentality, peace of man is better than no man. Never should that ever cross your mind, my queens. A piece of man is better than no man. So if he knows you because he's a man of wisdom, he recognized that he going to let you know that he wants to be with you and he wants you to be with him. See, that's a man. That's a king. He have a healthy sense of humor. See, he's going to be clear. He's going to have confidence about the place he is in his life right now. See, a king believes in strength, operate from strength. See, he don't think he has to prove anything about strength and self-direction. He already knows it's an internal thing that's radiant from his body. He's not abdicating his responsibility. He's not going to pass his responsibility. See, he's not going to pass it on to somebody else. He's going to take on because, you know what, he demands the best from himself, so he's going to demand the best from you. Is that the king you're looking for? See, a true king is at ease in his own skin. You know, we talk about looking in the mirror. Michael Jackson said, the man in the mirror. Some people not happy with the man in the mirror. You know why? Because they're not comfortable in their skin. So when they look in the mirror, they see, I need to change this. I got to change that. See, God made you in his image. He took you from that clay. And some people sit up and say, no, yes, he did. See, he's the author. He's the maker. He's the beginning and the end. So he created you. They always say, when you return, this flesh return back to dust. So everybody understand, you will be amazed how you, when you transition, and I pray you transition to them. When you're not able to do that, we have to be held accountable for what's going on. We're responsible. See, that's what we're talking about, COVID-19. That's what we're talking about, the protocol. Who are responsible? Are you responsible not and don't wear a mask just because you had COVID vaccine? Is that a sign of responsibility? Everybody want to get into a debate. Yeah, there's a debate about, you know, whether the mask works or not. But I think the numbers prove that the mask works even when we didn't have a vaccine. So why would we run away from something that works? A true, true king makes sure his queen feels safe. He protects her. See, his masculine energy is strong. But he's also not afraid of being vulnerable and gentle. Ask your king, you whoever you call your king, is he gentle? Do you show vulnerability? Ask that question. We're talking about a king, and we talk about a joke. He do not overestimate your weakness and underestimate your strength. See, he's not threatened by others because he's going to do whatever it takes. He loves you deeply, and you are enough. And you know this. That's what a king does. Now, Joker is something different. I'm going to quickly touch on the Joker because we're going beyond the hour. I'd like to try to finish a little bit of this because we're going to come back and talk about truly the king and the Joker, the prince and the knight. We're going to talk about that on Thursday. A Joker, and I told you, a Joker take you on an unprecedented journey, a journey that you don't ever want to go back on again. We call that uncertainty. From the beginning, it was uncertain, but you went along because you wanted to be with that man. You felt like you was in the grown zone, but you weren't with a grown man. So truly, a Joker want to be the life of the party. He's always up for a laugh. He looks for approval of others because deep down, he harbors insecurity. And he tries to disguise his insecurity with the fun exterior. Think about that. You're around somebody who lacks the ability to understand that you are an equal partner. They want to control you so you can't speak out. So they use control through fear. They use mental abuse. They use spiritual abuse. They use physical abuse. And they use financial abuse. See, that's a joker. Don't be ashamed to call the Joker a boy, because he's nothing but an overgrown boy. You know, he may have a great sense of humor, have lots of energy, but he's still a boy. Think like a boy. Act like a boy. So what do you have? An overgrown boy, which is a joker, or you got a grown man who's a king? If not, it's time to give him the gift of goodbye. Yeah, it's going to hurt because you invested your internal part, but he was investing in his external part because he knows he don't have any idea about the internal part. You ain't his mama, so you can't teach him. He has to watch some models of individuals that's grown. See, he'll go in the grown zone and see grown men, and so he'll begin to act like a grown man. You got to leave him now. Leave him right there and move on. See, I used to hear some things about young ladies going to college back long time ago. When they said, you know, that young lady go to college and she got that boyfriend at home, she might as well leave him at home. Because when she go and experience just 1 year, not two, not three, but one, she going to be a different person when she come back. She moving toward her goal. He's still stuck there and not moving forward. He going to do everything to keep you back there with him. I shared this conversation recently. As a man, some men intentionally get you pregnant. They intentionally. Now, you can tell me, well, you ought to do something too. But they have an intention. Because once they intentionally get you pregnant, they hitch and hook to you for the rest of your life. So make sure you leave that boy at home. Jokers often feel stuck in a man's body. Come on, type something there. Let me know if I'm telling you the truth. See, a joker often stuck in a man's body, not knowing how to ever be anything other than a joker. He may even be quite sad or lonely, but his mask covers this. Behind the mask ministry, Denise Stephanie tells you to take off the mask. Check her out. Go to Facebook, Denise Stephanie, Behind the Mask Ministry, and you can take your mask off by encountering what she shared. See, I said a mouthful right there. See, he's stuck in a man's body, not knowing how to ever be anything than a joker. He may even be quite sad. See, that's an internal thing. See, he externally, he looks great, but he's sad inside and he's lonely. So what he wants to do is conquer as many as he can. We used to call notches people trying to put on their belt. So if you trying to conquer everything, that means you going to try to lay your seeds wherever you can lay them and let them grow. So be careful about who you lie down with. If you're a boy, you already know you're going to raise that boy like you raised that child. Or you know what he's going to do? He's going to leave you standing there by himself with a child. That's a boy, a homegrown boy, and he's a joker. The joker is a man who does not know how to take life serious when it matters. He's still trying to tell the joke. I tell you, it's been awesome today. We're sharing some things that I hope you can take and nourish, assess, reassess, and make some decisions. I know you're afraid of being alone, but I just told you something that ought to make you say, I'm better off being alone. I just shared with you, and I'm going to read it one more time about a joker. A joker often feels stuck in a man's body, not knowing how to ever be anything other than a joker. He may even be quite sad or lonely. He's lonely with you. Wouldn't it be better to be lonely by yourself? Think about that. It's been awesome. See, God is so good. He blessed us to have an awesome topic today. See, we have to take things and do our best to make it fit how we are comfortable. Interpret how you see it. I just wanted to share some thoughts with you. Hashtag responsible. See, a grown man is responsible and have a plan of action. a grown man is serious. So choose your king wisely. So it will be a king and a queen, not a queen and a male. Make your mind up what you want to do. It's been awesome today. I want to thank our caller who has an opportunity to share his thoughts. That's Joe. Thank you so much, Joe. It's been awesome being here today at this midday hour, and we'll be back Thursday with Series 7, talking about grown men and overgrown boys in the form of are you a king, prince, knight, or a joker? What are you? That's what it's all about. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Also, on tomorrow night, we have our sports show, Talking Sports Plus, the original show of the Smithway production, started back in September 2017. We do it every other Wednesday. The voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Aired at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check us out. We're going to be talking about the historical black colleges, the high school, and the middle school. Have an awesome rest of the evening. The God is so good, and that's Wednesday night I'm talking about. The next show on this, dealing with Dr. Lowe's neighborhood, is Thursday at 1 o'clock. Another feast at the midday hour. We thank each and every one of those individuals that's joined us. I want to again give a shout out to Angela.co. Thank you so much. Call me Court09. Paula.king.14855. Then we also want to give a shout out to MDillon87, 1874. Thank you so much. On Facebook, we want to give a shout out to Minister Denise Stephanie. Blessing to you as well, Minister Stephanie. Behind the Mask Ministry out of Berkeley, California. Also, we give a shout out. It truly is a blessing to have these individuals on with us joining as well on Facebook. Thank you so much. I got a light in my eye and can't see. David Van Horn. Lisa would be proud of you. You were proud of Lisa. Thank you so much. You also have William and Patricia Townsend. Thank you for joining us as well. Latay Pickett, the founder of Inspire to Inspire. Latay is also a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. Congratulations on your induction to Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. She's a solo survivor. You will be amazed. She's a true soldier. She did that process, their requirement, with 6 broken ribs after being in an accident. God blessed her not only to come out, but really, truly continue to make a difference. We say congratulations, Latay. We're appreciate to have you because you inspire me to be inspired, and you are a queen. We also have my youngest sister. So glad to have her. She's just awesome. Thank you. She supported. That's Yvette Smith over in that great state of Georgia. I know she was out in California for the weekend. Had an opportunity to take my grandniece out there. Truly, truly pray that she's safe and back in the state of Georgia. Truly, truly love you, sis. Thank you for being here, supporting me, and being a part of this. She is awesome to come before you because, see, God is so good. He don't begin to put more on you than you can bear. So, queens, you don't have to take more than you can bear. just remember what a joker is. Just remember that Joker's an overgrown boy and a grown male. See, he's very sad or lonely. He gets his comfort in when he go hang out with the boys. And if he's out there and he sees you, he wants to intentionally tie you down for the rest of your life. Let's make good choices. Let's be able to filter through the BS set based on your fundamental principle, what you expect, and then inspect it. That's what it's all about. Hashtag keep on grinding. Truly, truly, communicate for understanding. Hashtag make it do what it do. It's a mindset. And I always tell you as we close out the show, see, we need hugs. Hug your family members. If you can't do it face-to-face, virtually do it. Tell them you love them. Don't be afraid to tell your family members you love them. Tell your friends. And definitely, when I say family member, if you're married and have a spouse, tell your king that you love them. Tell your queen that you love them. Tell your significant other that you love them. That shouldn't be hard to do. If it is, you truly don't love them. You can take that to the bank. As we get ready to close out, I think it's important that I share some information with these calls. When you find your king, he's going to be one that you're willing, and you find your queen. She'll be the one, or he'll be the one, because he's in the grown zone. He's a grown man or grown woman. You're going to ride and die with him. I tell you, I love you. I always give you the L's because I love you, and I give you the heart. And the truth of the matter, you can't do nothing about it because I love you, but love me back. As we close out, check us out on tomorrow night again, Wednesday at 7:30, Talking Sports Plus. Join me and the team tomorrow on WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. And as we say always, this is my closing remark. I love you, and I thank you for your mind. Have an awesome rest of the evening.
About to tell y'all what I need. I know what I need. I know younger. I was looking for a lady. But I didn't tell y'all what it takes, baby. Now I'm about to testify. I need a ride and die. Is that you, baby?
I need a ride, that you made.
that you like to be my guest.